This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Many people discovered the band Future Islands when they impressed David Letterman with a performance of their song Seasons Waiting on You on Late Night.
Buddy, come on! Hey, thank you very much. Nice going. How about that? I'll take all of that you got. Future Islands, that was wonderful.
But the band got its start more than 10 years ago while attending the art program at East Carolina University. Singer Sam Herring, bassist guitarist William Cashin, and keyboard player Garrett Welmers are on the road performing songs from their most recent recording singles and are celebrating their 1,000th show with a performance on the Carrboro Town Commons Sunday. Sam and William join me now on the phone. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
I'd like to get started with how you met at ECU and got started playing music there.
Me and Sam, we're both in the art program at ECU. We met, I'm pretty sure, the first day of class. We had like three or four classes together the first semester. And really quickly, we just started bouncing ideas off of each other for some kind of project, some kind of performance.
I was on a totally different realm than musically than William was. William was turning me onto all this like 80s, new wave, post-punk, and kind of electronic music. I was a rap and jazz kid, had a very different background, but was really falling in love with performing these songs and just performing with the guys.
Can you tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind Doves?
That was a song that I think Garrett brought to a practice, just a very a simple part, like, you know, keyboard line and the drums, and me and Warren were like, whoa, this song is awesome. And it actually took me a while to figure out how to sing, because when I first heard it, all I could think was I wanted to sound like David Bowie on it, and so it took me a while to find a way to sing that song that seemed like I was breaking ground or breaking through the melody.
Back in the Tall Grass has a much more subdued vocal approach, at least on the first verse or two. And you talked earlier about trying to find your way around a song, Sam, and how you would sing the song. How'd you find your way to that quiet voice in Back in the Tall Grass at the beginning?
I never try to write anything that goes into a song before hearing music. You know, I always just try to write through the music and feel it out. And it was something about that moment at that time that I was just feeling something deep. I mean, that song is about childhood in North Carolina. It's about playing in creek beds, like poking at minnows, you know, and jumping across and pulling down, you know, cattails and hitting your brother with them until they, you know, fuzz up and stuff. And, you know, things like that. It's about the walk home from school when I was a kid in Newport, North Carolina. And you know, I think it's more about what the words make me feel, and the words bring me to that calm place. They bring me to that calm place of childhood.
Home isn't open. It's like when you get here. The tracks by the creek bend.
Did you realize that as you played on Late Night with David Letterman that it was going to be one of those performances that people talk about for a long time?
We were just excited to get the opportunity, and we thought it would just be a fun thing for, you know, for like our friends and family and for our fans. We really didn't think it would catch on the way that it did.
Yeah, it was all really surprising. I think even the even bigger honor was being asked back to be one of his last musical guests. To realize that it was real, you know, to realize that he did really respond the way he did.
A Song for Our Grandfathers is very heavy, and there are references to burned cropland and barren fields. And Can you kind of explain where that song comes from lyrically?
I come from tobacco farmers in the southeastern part of the state around Lumberton, Robeson County, and there's still land there. There's land there that one day will be given to me and my brother. But you know, for now, it's just burnout fields that as I say on stage, burnout fields that don't grow no more. It's like we can't really do anything with them. And you think about what that past is. You think about where you are right now. All of us, we miss our grandparents. We miss those parts of our families. But sometimes you remember that those fields used to be so rich and full of life. Just like, you know, when you think about your grandparents when they're older, and then you think, well, there was a time when they were my age. So it's really about taking your history, taking your ancestry, and letting it will you forward into this world, knowing that everything is going to be okay, and that we just have to push forward, because we all go through this cycle, but we have to be brave in going forward, and that's what that song's about.
Sat down with the coffee on the bent knee, looking out at the burnt land, looking back at me. This used to be green crops and high on the summer breeze. Stand, the abyss would step back in me, and so it did, and I felt it slowly creeping me.
Sam Herring, William Cashin, and Garrett Wellmers are Future Islands. They play their 1,000th show at the Carborough Town Commons on Sunday. Thank you so much for your time this morning, fellas.
Thank you.
Great, thanks for having us.